Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponders. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Joining us in the studio today?
Dylan Schaefer, known as Ken O'Dre.
Awesome. We're going to be talking about friendships today. Let's get started. Okay, let's kick this off. Dylan, is there anything you want to cover, first of all, with friendships in general? Anything you want to focus on?
I got friends that I've had, friends that I don't have anymore. I was recently in a toxic relationship, and meaning a friendship, and it wasn't something that I wanted, and it's something that I need to do to better myself, so I had to push that person away. And after pushing that person away, I realized that I learned a lot from it, and it's definitely something different, and it's something new, but I feel like being in an uncomfortable situation and, you know, not letting it get to you and allowing yourself to be on top and, like, win and, you know, doing what you need to do, it's about winning. That's what I feel like, and it's about your own self and your own happiness too. So that's something that's important that I focused on. And, you know, after cutting that person out, everything has changed. A lot has changed. Mm-hmm. A lot, really. Yeah. Before I was extremely, like, depressed. Like,
fair.
For a solid, like, 8 months, I would say. And I didn't like where I was at, and I was heavily getting into, like, drugs and stuff. And I wasn't, like, myself, really.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I just kind of ended up, like, figuring it out of nowhere. And I don't know where it, like, came. I don't know how it happened, really, but it just happened, and I felt like I needed to do what I needed to do, so I did what I did.
Yeah, something clicked inside of you, be like, yeah, this isn't good for me.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I gotta change it.
That tends to happen. It's strange how even just a small bit of distance, you wake up one morning and you're like, wow, that was, this mm-hmm. is awful. This is just bad.
Well, honestly, it wasn't even distance, though. It was being with him. It's kind of what made me realize it.
Interesting.
Because, you know, at the time, it's kind of like a whole universal thing to me because I'm deep with the universe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I was like, it just feels very weird to me because I just felt like it wouldn't have happened, and I felt very blinded for like such a long time, meaning like I didn't even know who I was, but, you know, I was never even going to end up going to the store, which is what happened. We ended up going to a store, and, you know, one of his old friends or whatever, I guess, he met was there. And, you know, I didn't even know this guy. But, you know, seeing him, you know, his friend, and then seeing my friend, my ex-friend, I guess I could say, at that time, dude, it's so much click just within that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a bunch of flashbacks of just, like, of just all the, you know, the bad stuff that happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was just something good to do. I don't know. But like when it clicked. And I knew what I had to do, and I was so anxious and so nervous kind of to like break the news. But I feel like I did it in the best way that I could to be respectful and still be cordial with this person. But at the same time, this person was not having it and wasn't dealing with it and didn't truly understand. And that's when I realized they weren't really a good friend. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. With with all the things that, that friend like did to you and got you into like this stuff, it's a pretty toxic relationship or friendship. I know it could be hard to be like, hey, I'm sorry, but I gotta cut you out of my life.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Like you gotta do that though.
Yeah,
true.
You have to, because you gotta better yourself. You gotta be like, okay, this isn't what I should be doing. This isn't the person I wanna be.
Yeah.
So you're like, I gotta cut you out.
And that's what it's about too. It's about like seeing yourself and what you want to be, you know?
Yeah.
It's not about like what they want you to be. Mm-hmm. It's about what you want to be and where you want to be at. And everything matters, like who you're talking to, how you're talking to people, you know, what kind of energy and what kind of vibes you go off towards certain people. It's all like a karma thing. And I feel like what goes around comes around, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely are defined by who you hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the people you choose to associate with really do change you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, yeah, you may be yourself in all settings, but the setting that you're in will start to change you eventually. And, you know, even in a legal sense, you're guilty by association.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's difficult because when looking at toxic friendships or relationships or whatever it may be, you don't realize how bad it is until you have one of those moments. You know what I mean? Because you just kind of, you get used to it.
Yeah, you get into really. Rhythm and...
Yeah.
And then you pick up on, like their habits and stuff like that. It's just, it's crazy because I really did just feel so blinded for so long. And then it was just crazy how everything, like, started changing and how I, like, felt like I was just naturally becoming back to who I was before. Because even before that, like, I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is not who I am. Like, I don't put myself in with, like, bad crowds normally. I don't, you know, push myself to be, like, a druggie or something or, you know, and I've always just wanted to just be happy, and I'm glad that I figured it out. I am.
Yeah.
And another thing is, you know, I'm just finally glad that I'm back into my music. That's the main thing.
That's my main thing.
Because I didn't make any music this whole time when I ended up really starting hanging out with this person. And I don't know. I just felt like if you're a friend, you would support at least somebody in some type of way, especially if it's something that they're trying to do to better themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
A good friend will support you in what you're doing as long as it's reasonable and rational. But a good friend will also tell you when something's a bad idea and not be a yes man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, this person... Before, dude, I would never even touch cigarettes. Ever. Mm. I don't like cigarettes at all. But they would push me and push me and push me and push me. And I would always tell them, no, no, no. You know, like, oh, yeah, I'll make you cool or whatever. I'll make you... I'm like, no, that's just not me, though.
How is it going to make you cool?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing ever makes you cool.
Yeah.
It's just what the people or person thinks what is cool.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with movies. Because movies are like, a lot of movies, especially older ones, are just cigarette commercials with stuff in between. You know what I mean? Like, this person's cool. Why? Because they shoot people and they smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I realized I was just becoming a very, like, negative person all the time. Like, I would always think of negative first before positive. Mm-hmm. And I would always be depressed instead of being happy. Or, you know, and I was just going down in life and not going up. So.
Yeah.
You started becoming a pessimist.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with some healthy skepticism of the world, you know, and some cynicism, but... Yeah, when you hit a point where you can't see the bright side anymore and it's not just your personality that causes you to be that way, definitely an issue, yeah.
Yeah, you just get tunnel vision and you just don't... You lose sight of everything.
Yeah.
You just do, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sure all of us, especially us three and all the listeners, have been in a toxic relationship, friendship, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And with... different circumstances, but as long as you can eventually get to the point where you see it and you're like, I shouldn't be here. This is not what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what I want for myself. As long as you get out of it and explain it to the person, be like, hey, this is not who I am. This is not what I want to do. This is not what I want to be.
Yep.
And just explain it to him, be like, I got to cut you out of my life. Yep. I hope you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if they truly care about you, they will try and change themselves
before you have to change yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting because when it comes to relationships and friendships, it's a dance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a back and forth. There's lots of compromises to make both parties happy, and everyone's different, and everyone's interactions with everyone is different, and so the things you may want or need from that person change drastically. But if neither of you is happy, or it's you trying to make the other person happy all the time and it goes against what you want to be doing and is making you unhappy, then it is toxic.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. 100% agree. That's literally what the case was.
Yeah, if you're not getting anything back, if they're not supportive of you, because it's like you can have disagreements on things. You can have things that you don't fully support the other person because you don't think it's a good idea. But
that's
it's
why
like
we got opinions and stuff. Yeah, it makes
like,
sense.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but when it's just over and over and over again, it
becomes a habit.
Yeah, it's just not good for you.
Yeah.
And especially if that toxic friend is trying to peer pressure you into stuff.
Yeah.
You know it's bad.
Yeah.
You know it's at a bad point then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just need to be aware of someone giving you genuine advice like, hey, I don't know if this life path is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, hey, man, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Do it. You're going to be cool because of it, I swear.
Yeah.
It's like, no one's going to think you're cool because of it.
No.
No.
And at the end of the day, I feel like those people that are toxic like that, they really don't care, you know? Mm. Like, I feel like they just don't care. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, a week from whatever's going on. It doesn't matter from a month of what's going on. Some people, it may not even matter 10 minutes from what's going on, you know, because they're themselves and you're you, you know? So it's like, you know, if you're doing all the bad stuff that you're doing, and they're telling you, oh, yeah, you know, it's cool. But then later on, if they're talking bad about you, or they're like, you know, not telling you to not do what you shouldn't really be doing and trying to help you out kind of with what you said. It just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem reasonable or necessary.
Yeah.
Just,
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's a lot like the situation where you put a frog in a pot. And if you crank the heat up super high, the frog jumps out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
what
you're saying.
And if you slowly raise it, the frog never notices till it dies. Mm. And that's what happens in a lot of these toxic relationships and friendships is you're like, oh, this is fine. It's that slow, gradual increase where eventually you realize you're getting nothing and you're giving everything.
Yeah.
Because if they try to do what they do at the end when you end it, at the very beginning, it would never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the stuff you need to watch out for, is that slow, gradual increase.
Yeah, yeah. There are a few big parts of a toxic relationship. We covered one of them, like getting that toxic friend, getting you into, like, bad stuff like drugs, a lot of alcohol, and just bad stuff.
Yeah.
Another one is just talking behind your back.
Yeah.
Them acting like you're their best friend, and then they go talk behind your back to other people.
Yeah, it's also the level to which they do it.
Mm.
So it's like, you can talk about other people when they're not around.
Right.
It's just if you're, like, making things up and bad-mouthing them and being like, man, I
can't stand that guy or whatever.
Well, yeah. The important thing is that person knows you feel that way.
Because
if you've made it clear that you don't like someone, I don't see the issue in saying the same things outside of it. Yeah. But if they're unaware and you're just like, man, I hate this person anytime they're not around, and then they come over and you're like, yo, what's up, dude? You're my best friend.
Yeah, that's
where the issue comes
in.
It's not that you can't ever talk about problems that you have with someone. As long as that person you're talking about already knows that there's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's what I was talking about. Just them not knowing.
Yeah.
And you just bashing on them for everything that they do, and then you just pretend that you're their best friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's a toxic relationship that you do not want to be in, or friendship.
Yeah.
It feels like another thing that's kind of crazy to me is the whole materialistic thing. It's not about, like, all the materialistic things. Like, you know, okay, yeah, I mean, that's the point of being a friend, you know. Sometimes whenever you're down, yeah, they can kind of pick you up and help you with, like, whether, you know, if you're hungry, you need some food, you know. And that was something that me and this friend always had, you know. It was always, like, I would buy him some stuff, he would buy me some stuff. But it just seems like mentally and emotionally, there was nothing there. It didn't seem like I was getting any better, like, in any way at all. It just seemed like all I was doing was worsening myself, and it just, like, I really cannot believe that I took that long for me to figure it out, but at least I figured it out, you know?
Yeah.
At least you got like, I figured it out, but I wish I could have figured it out sooner, because I can only imagine where I'd be at, like, without that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the way I like to phrase that is, it's like, man, I wish I would have gotten out sooner, but I'm glad I didn't get out later.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's a...
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You could be... It could have happened for another 6 months, another year. It could have been a lifelong friend that was always this way. And you, like, if you never had that moment, you never would have known.
Another thing is, after cutting off that person, they shouldn't be trying to start issues. You know what I mean? They shouldn't. They shouldn't be, like, it kind of goes with the same thing of, you know, like, acting fake or whatever you'd like to say, or two-faced. It's like, nah, it's kind of, I mean, yeah, that's kind of a, like, that kind of takes play in it too, but I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just kind of crazy to me.
It's a lot of stuff that goes.
So much stuff that goes into it. So much. And it's just, it's crazy after you realize when you're out of it, you know, like, how bad you were in it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
But at least when you're out of it, you're like, hey, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Now I can better myself.
And that could sometimes even make you stronger, I feel like. Like, it can make you stronger even though you were just down, down really bad. And it's just like, once you figure it out and you get out, you are just so happy and you're on top of the world. You know?
Yeah.
No, like, seriously, definitely. And there's no better feeling, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I think right now is a good time for an ad break. We'll continue this thought as soon as we get back. And we're back. Now, let's wrap up that last thought there, which is kind of a good segue into our next section of what makes a good friendship. Because people can talk all day about the specifics of what makes a friendship bad, but until we start discussing what makes a good friendship, we're just going to keep ending up in bad ones that are slightly different.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I think, in my opinion, a good friend should support you in rational things. Help you realize when something you're doing is irrational. Help you grow. And, you know, be there for you.
Yeah.
Be giving back what you're giving to them.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. It's reciprocated.
Yeah.
And it should always be like that, you know? And you have friends and you don't have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I like to think it as it is like a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like two ways. And the good should be like
reflected.
Mirrored.
Yeah.
Like reflected. Yeah. And if there's any bad, you should figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I like to view, you know, because relationships are a lot of work. Relationships, friendships, they are a lot of work to maintain. It's something that you need to, like, put effort into. And so it's, I view it like a job. Not where it's a chore, but it's like, man, why would I be doing this if I'm not getting paid? You know, why am I doing this if they're not willing to give back what I'm willing to give them?
100%
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another good key in a friendship relationship is communication, honesty, and just trust.
Yeah.
Because I've had friendships where they would, there would be like a party and stuff, and I wouldn't get invited.
Yeah.
And so all I wanted was be like them to tell me, hey, I'm not going to invite you to this because this is the reason. And I would understand. I would completely understand. Be like, okay, that's fine. I get it. But I've had friendships where they just totally blew me off, didn't tell me anything, kept it a secret. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And all that does is just create more issues.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It creates way more issues. Because now you're left feeling like, hey, like, what's going on? And then they're feeling some type of way. So then when you go to talk about whatever the issue was, now that can cause arguments, fights. But if you're just always straight up, 100%, and you're just always being honest and telling them, like, hey, this is what it is, this is what's going on, and, you know, you should respect this, then it'll be perfectly fine because at least you got it off your chest.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why a lot of people have a lot of stress, anxiety, and depression because they don't... It's all a mental game. That's all it is, you know? So it's like, that's why you have fear, because you're afraid of the outcome. You're afraid of what's going to happen afterwards, but you'll never know what's going to happen until you do the action.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is people are afraid of hurting each other's feelings. And it's like...
But sometimes you got to worry about your own feelings, though.
Like,
yeah,
like...
You have to.
And it hurts more to find out later than right then.
Yeah.
You know, like... The way I like to put it is, if I ask you an honest question, I want an honest answer, and I will never be emotionally hurt or affected by it.
Because you're being honest.
Yeah, because I asked the question.
Yeah.
If I don't want to know the answer, I won't ask the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of crazy to think about, because if you even have a friend, like I say you're having a friend, and, you know, 6 months down the road, everything's good, everything's amazing, but then something changes, it could be the slightest thing. Maybe it's, you know, that person that you're hanging out with is just eating terribly.
Yeah.
Like just eating terrible all the time. And you're hanging out with that person, and they're, you know, they're trying to push it on you. At that moment, you have to let them know that that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, plain and simple. And if they're going to feel a certain way about it, they're going to feel a certain way about it. But it'll make you feel better in the end because you expressed your feelings.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why communication is such a big thing. You have to communicate, because that's how you get your emotions out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're human. You can't just not, like, hold on to things. You gotta you gotta let stuff out. You have to. Like, if you feel like you gotta, you know, cry. If you feel like you have anger and it's at towards a certain person, then, you know, there's certain ways to handle that.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, straight up want to fight the person right away. You can tell them that you feel angry and that you feel a certain type of way, and if, you know, that affects them, that affects them. But it's just about really just making sure that your mind is always at peace and it's always at ease.
I feel like. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. And just, like, with honesty and communication, like, if I had a friend that I didn't want to hang out with, I would tell them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I don't want to hang out with you.
Or, like, you need a break or something. Yeah, just for, like, a while. Yeah.
Need a break. Another good example was, like, last night, me and Rocky were hanging out, and he's like, all right, I don't know if you're tired or not, but I'm not really tired, and I'm down to hang out still. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And he's like, just tell me when you're tired, and I'll leave, and I'll let you go to bed.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to hurt you. Or he's like, a lot of people don't tell me this because they don't want to hurt my feelings. They don't want to kick me out of their house because they don't want to hurt my feelings.
Right.
And it's like, you should kick them out if you're tired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their feelings wouldn't be hurt.
No, not at all. I'm like, I understand. Like, I'm an insomniac. I'm just going to be up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just awake. I'm always, like, doing things. I hardly ever get exhausted. Like, if you're tired, tell me. Like, it will not hurt me. Like, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I'm just chilling. Like,
And that goes with, like, any friend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to hurt their, like, feelings, because they should understand.
Oh, yeah.
They should get you. They should respect, like, your decision if they're true, genuine friend.
Yep.
And just because someone doesn't fall within, you know, the ideas of a good friendship or relationship doesn't necessarily mean it's toxic.
Yeah.
Because I think we view it as one or the other, and it's like, no, there are things that just need improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things where it's like, just because it's not amazing does not mean it's terrible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, just, you need to be able to work together and figure it out. It's like, you want to do something else. Mm-hmm. You know, if it seems repetitive, just be like, let's go do something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hurt anyone by saying, look, I'm bored of doing this. Let's go do something else. Everyone else is probably feeling the way you are.
Yeah.
Like, let's go do something else.
Yeah.
Let's not just, like, chill at the house every single time.
Yeah.
You can go out, go hiking or something, or go shoot some hoops, throw football around.
Yeah. Like,
there's
whatever
a lot
it is
you can do.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, and that's not bad. Like, it shows that you care for other people, that you're afraid to say something, but it's like, you're good, man.
Just say
like,
it.
You're good.
It's just showing that you want to be adventurous and that you're trying to do something different.
Yeah. Right?
And
that's
something good. That's something good to have, especially within a friend.
Definitely.
Something that's just always kind of different and adventurous, because it's not the same stuff all the time. So it's not something you always will get bored of, and not something that you always just be like, okay, I already know what we're going to do before we even hang out.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes it shouldn't even be like that. It should be like, hey, what are we doing? And then out of nowhere, it's like, dude, I feel like going and looking at, like, skyscrapers or something. Or I feel like, you know, going to the park and, you know, climbing around on, you know, the jungle gyms and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, going shooting some hoops, like I said. It's just doing something different. It's not always just, like, hanging out and talking. Talking is good every now and then, but it's, like, it's about doing stuff, though, too.
Yeah.
So.
No, absolutely. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with some consistency. You know, there's nothing wrong with having, like, a thing that you guys do as a group, or something that you and your significant other just do regularly, but like,
yeah, but maybe
just mix it
like,
up.
Yeah, like once a week or something like that.
Yeah,
like
just you, go do something.
Yeah, like you and, you know, your lady or something will go out, you know, date night or something every Friday, you know, so.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, but as long as it's just not the same thing every time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not always just about money, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a main thing that a lot of people have. It's like, okay, well, let's go do this. And then it's like, well, we don't always have to blow money, but sometimes you can spend money.
Yeah.
So it's like, it kind of goes both ways with whatever you're doing, really.
Yeah, so, no, like I said before, it's a dance, you know, like it's never going to be the same with each and every person.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So it's just finding a way to do it together and, you know, work together.
Yeah, find a compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like make everyone happy without compromising yourself as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can be selfish, but not, like, selfish.
Yeah. You can... It's like, put your own air mask on before you help someone else with theirs.
Yeah.
You know? It's like...
Yeah.
You still help them.
Yeah.
But...
Another good attribute of a friendship relationship that I love is just, like, encouragement. And, like, pushing someone towards their goals.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
Always there for them, being like, hey, you got this, keep it going. You're doing really well.
Yeah.
Like, keep it up.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
That's good energy. And they focus on that, and they're like, well, I know that if I kind of go and talk to this person, or, you know, I bring up, you know, something that's going good in my life, I know that I will get some type of support. You may not know what the support will be, but you'll know it'll be good support.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't know what they're really going to say, but it'll be good support.
Yeah, if they're making bad decisions, good support is being, hey, man.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
Don't do
it.
You
know, it's like, you know, I can't tell you to not do it, but I'm recommending that it's something that I feel like you shouldn't really be doing because it's just not you, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
letting them know that can change a lot of stuff.
And you know? Within communication, it helps to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's scary, but it does help because the other person won't know what is you and isn't you until you let them know. You know, until you help them understand who you are and you let them understand who you are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that everyone is on the same page, everyone understands each other, and it'll make it a lot easier to figure everything out and make everyone happy.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to go on a date with a girl for the first time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you talk to her, some people may show up and then just hang out and do whatever, but you're not going to know about the person until what? You communicate.
Yeah.
And then you talk. You figure out what they like, you figure out what you like, you figure out what they don't like, what you don't like, and then you do what you guys both like, and you kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So,
and then you could always test the waters, do what they like.
Take risks.
Yeah, even though you might not like it, you don't know.
Yeah.
But who knows, you might like it in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be something to just try.
True.
Like, I love just taking risks and trying anything and going on an adventure, doing stuff.
Depending on what it is.
True. Within reason. Yeah. Yes. The caveat with all of this is within reason.
Yep.
But yeah, I just love learning.
Yeah.
Just learning something I never knew and doing stuff I've never done.
True.
Yeah, because it's out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
And you never know what to expect.
Exactly.
Because you never know if you'll like it or you don't like it, and you won't know until you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I honestly used to hate hiking. I don't mind it. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I don't mind it now.
Yeah.
But I used to just hate it.
I feel like it's like that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hiking. I feel like it's just like there's a lot of people that I feel like they're like, okay, I'm willing to do it, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it's something different, you know, it's like nature. You're walking around. There's not a whole lot going on. Usually not a whole lot of people either, unless you're with who you're with. But it's just always something different to just do.
Yeah, no, so, like, it's definitely a good thing to do. It's just not really... I'd much rather do something else.
Because I can... That can open up a lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
For whatever it is you're doing, you know? Like, if... Even though it may sound weird, like, you can be... Like, your passion could be drawing, you know? But... Let's say you're having, you know, a really tough time trying to figure out what to kind of draw, and just doing something different may allow your mind to, like, reprocess things.
Oh, yeah.
And allow you to want to try to create something because it's like, oh, you know what? Today, I haven't gone hiking in 2 months, and I'm being invited to go hiking, and, you know, I can't figure out anything to draw. Maybe this will be something good to do. And then you do it, and afterwards, now you feel inspired, and that can help, you know, your mind think and allow it to run and help you create stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, a good friend or relationship should help you grow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's the ultimate key.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just helping the other person grow.
Mm-hmm.
But an important caveat to that is you need to be willing to grow. Because it doesn't matter how much the other person is trying to help you. If you're not willing to, the relationship's going to become toxic, and you're going to be the toxic one.
Yeah.
If you're not helping them grow and you're not willing to grow, you are the toxic one. Like, you are the issue.
Yeah, that just means you're too selfish.
Yeah.
At that time.
Or stubborn, or stuck in your... Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If someone is trying to help you grow, and you're not trying to help them grow, and you're not willing to grow...
Yeah.
You are the issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why some people, you may need to be alone. But, you know, some people have a lot of friends and some don't.
Yeah.
Some have two friends. Some have 20.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It's just who you are.
Yeah.
It's your personality, what you like. Yeah. And, yeah.
Absolutely. Well done. Thank you for joining us in the studio today, Dylan. Any closing thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I know you mentioned... your music a little bit. You want to talk about that more?
Yeah. So, I have a lot of good music coming out. I got some hype stuff coming out. I got some, you know, more chill, smooth stuff coming out. A lot of emotional stuff coming out. I got a lot of stuff that I'm talking about. Like I said, since I did just get out of a toxic relationship and I'm bettering myself, that's a lot of the stuff that I'm kind of talking about and a lot of the music that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So my main goal right now is to, you know, I feel like I could be able to put a project out. I feel like right now I'm very consistent with just putting singles out and trying to gain as many fans as I can before I really drop something major.
Mm.
So I'm just grinding, working, just bettering myself day by day and working as hard as I can. And I'm in the studio a lot. So I'm making music almost every single day. So
there's
a lot coming out. My new song has been trying. That's out right now. So I mean, if you want to stream that or you want to go check that out, it's only on SoundCloud as of right now. But I got a new song coming out, Back for Good, and that's going to be coming out probably, you know, next or not next week, but in the middle of this week at some time, because I'm still getting it, you know, processed and worked on. But I have a lot of good stuff coming out, so I'm really excited.
Awesome. How can they find you?
Through links, I guess.
Gotcha. What's your name?
Ken O'Dre. It's KENODRE, and you can check that on SoundCloud. I got a lot of different music on different platforms, but a lot of my music will be coming on every platform.
Awesome.
So it'll be coming on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Google Play Store, you know, SoundCloud, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you have, I promise you'll be able to get to hear it. So
sweet.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll put the link in the description if you want to check his stuff out. I highly recommend it. And, if you guys want to reach out to us to be on the show, give us discussion topic ideas, or if you have, you know, questions about how we got all this started, we'd love to hear from you at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram or
PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com.
Awesome. And don't forget, keep pondering.